Well, dear friends, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Who here has a bucket list? You know what I'm talking about? A bucket list? All right, a few of you. Not a honey-do list, all right? A bucket list. You know, it might have things on that bucket list, like maybe travel, like maybe you're hoping to go to Hawaii one day or something, right? You know, maybe on your bucket list might be to watch the Michigan Wolverines win the national championship tomorrow night. Maybe on your bucket list is seeing the world or experiencing something or waiting for the next Star Wars movie, right? Maybe on your bucket list is getting married one day, or having kids one day, or getting to see your grandkids, or walk your own kids down the aisle. My guess is that we all have a bucket list of some shape or size, right? Things that we are hoping for and things that we are waiting for. Things that would make your life, make you say, this is the life, right? Because the life that God gives us, it's a good life. And yeah, I get it. Like, there's a whole lot of garbage in the world, and there's a whole lot of challenges and struggles, but this is a good life, and it's a good world with good things to experience, things that make you go, ah, this is the life. But you know, there's a reason why we have bucket lists, isn't there? It's because death is a deadline. A bucket list is a list of things that you're hoping to get to before you can't get to them anymore. We have a bucket list because death is a reality. And there's pressure, there's an urgency to a bucket list, right? And so we start to live life trying to squeeze out of life, trying to wring life out for all it's worth before you can't anymore. It kind of makes you desperate. It kind of puts you into a mindset that's like a scarcity mindset. I only have so much time, and there might only be so much opportunity. There might only be so much money. I've got to try to get everything out of life for all it's worth before I can't. Yeah, you ever hear of FOMO? Right? Fear of missing out? Don't we all have FOMO? Where we fear we're going to miss out on life, we're going to miss out on opportunities, we're going to look back at the things we had and say, why didn't I use that better? Oh, I blew it, I missed my chance. We get into this mentality where this life is the only one we have to live. Where this life is our only real shot at living a life. And then when we do lose something, or we do lose someone, doesn't it sting all the more? When life just won't be, it's impossible for it to be what you are hoping it would be, and there's nothing you can do about it. When that person is gone and you won't see them again, and all your hopes and dreams with that person died with them? Begin to a mindset where we say, this is the life. This is the only life. And yeah, we know about Jesus, and yeah, there's that other life that's to come, and we call that the afterlife, right? As if this is the real one, and that one to come is like the bonus life, right? It's the one that comes after that isn't actually the real one, right? We start to think that way, don't we? Yeah, we've got eternity to look forward to, but this is a life where you actually get to do the fun stuff. This is a life where the real things happen, and that one to come, well, it's a consolation prize. Friends, is that really what Jesus wins for us on Easter? Is that really what we're here celebrating? Is that Jesus rose from the dead, and so after this life is done, we have a consolation prize coming? Oh, well, sorry this life wasn't all you wanted it to be, but hey, at least you get to have this extra little life that goes on forever. You know, it's not as real as this one, but you know, hey, at least you get to stick around and see what forever looks like. Don't we get in that mentality? That Jesus just wins for us a consolation prize. Is that really what we're here to celebrate? No, I think that we're here because we know that we have a sin problem, and sin poisons all of life's experiences. It spoils all of our relationships. It twists all of our desires, and it puts on life an unnatural expiration date. That's what sin does to us. Sin robs our lives of everything that they should be. And I think that we are here today because we need a Savior. We need a certain type of Savior. We need a Savior who forgives us of our sin. And we need a Savior who restores our lives to what they should be. We don't need a Savior who hands out consolation prizes. We need a Savior who actually wins for us back the life that He desired for us to live. Did you hear our gospel reading this morning? Wasn't it so cool? Here's just a little part, right? This is Matthew chapter 28, verse 9. And behold, Jesus met the women on that Easter morning and said to them, "Hey, greetings." I love that. Like, just like downplaying that something like that just happened, right? And the women came up and took hold of His feet and worshiped Him. They touched the feet of a guy who 3 days prior had been crucified. They saw His corpse. It was lifeless. It was breathless. It was buried in a tomb. And they come up and they touch His feet. Jesus had done something that had never happened before. Somebody came back to life for good, forever. And did you notice? They were not a different pair of feet, right? And it was not a different body. They were the same feet of Jesus. It was the same body of Jesus. It was the same hands with the nails as Jesus. It was the same Jesus who rose from the dead. You know, sometimes I hear Christians tell the Easter story this way, that Easter is when Jesus died and went to heaven. And it sounds really churchy, doesn't it? But that's not what happened. Jesus did not die and go to heaven. It's better than that, dear Christian. Jesus died, and His body rose again in the flesh so you could tickle His feet. That's what happened. No, resurrection is not dying and going to heaven. Resurrection, what we celebrate today, why you are here this morning, resurrection is this life continued. This life that keeps on going. This life forever. Which means it is not an afterlife. It is not a bonus life. It's not a consolation prize. No, resurrection is the same life, not a different one. It's the real thing. Resurrection is the real life. In fact, the only thing that's different about resurrection is that it's the real life minus all the garbage. It's the real life minus all the stuff that robs real life of real life. It's the real life that is without everything that robs life of what it should be. Resurrection is the real life where you can't die. It has no expiration date. That's what happened on Easter. And it's not a consolation prize. No, what happens on Easter is that Jesus is the kind of Savior who doesn't just let death have its way. Oh, well, death got that one. Well, maybe I'll just give everybody a nice little bonus consolation prize, an afterlife. No! What happens on Easter is that Jesus becomes the Lord of life and death. Jesus doesn't just rise from the dead. He rises from the dead and he is appointed by God as the man in charge. Check this out. This is what Peter says in Acts chapter 10. Peter preaches to all the people, God commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be the judge of what? The living and the dead. That is a pretty high office. The one that God puts in charge of life and death. That's who we worship on Easter. That Jesus is the one in charge of life and death. That Jesus is the one who has all power and authority to completely nullify the effects of sin and death from your life. That Jesus has such power over death that he can make it so that it's as if death never even happened. Jesus is the judge over life and death. Who, dear Christian, in your baptism, gives you resurrection life. He gives you the same thing that he experienced on Easter. So that you now have inside of you resurrection life. And that resurrection life is not an afterlife. It is this same life forever, but now as it should be. It's this life that has been made whole. It's this life, but more real. Which means that for you, when your life does come to an end, you are not just going to die and go to heaven. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, when you die, Jesus promises you heaven. But friends, it's not just dying and going to heaven as if you're going to be some sort of spirit floating around among the clouds. No, no, no. Jesus gave you resurrection life. So what you look forward to is not being a spirit up in the clouds. But you get your body back. And just like Jesus, you get your feet back, and guess what? They can be tickled. And you get your same hands, and you get your same body. Resurrection means that you continue living life as you, the real you. And the only thing that does not continue is all the things that rob your life of what it should be. That the life that you will have will be more real than this one. A life without all the sin and without all the strain and without all the suffering and the struggle. A life without death. Friends, that is why you are here this morning. That is the Jesus that we worship, and that is the Easter that we celebrate. And so I want to invite you to something this morning. And you're actually already here. I want you to invite you to be part of the church. Hey, maybe you already are. Maybe you're traveling from out of town and you got a church and wonderful. And maybe you're here every Sunday. But I still want to give you the invitation, because this is an invitation for me too, and I get paid to be here every Sunday. But I want to invite you to lean into your church. Because you know what? The risen Jesus, who is judge over life and death itself, the risen Jesus creates the church as a place to receive and to share in resurrection life. If you're somebody with a bucket list, here's what bucket lists get right, all right? Bucket lists say that life is worth squeezing for all it's worth. That life is good and we should wring it out for everything it's worth. And you know what? That's what bucket lists get right. That's a good thing. It says that the life that God gave us is worth experiencing, because there are experiences and there's connections and there is meaning, that life is good. But you know what bucket lists get wrong? Bucket lists say that we got to do it all right now because time is running out. We've only got so much time to do it. And that death is our deadline. It says that there's a scarcity, and so you got to be desperate, and there's a fear of missing out, and if you've already missed out, then you've blown it, and it's gone forever. You know what? What if you could have a bucket list life without that anxiety? What if you could have a bucket list life without the fear of an expiration date? Without being nervous about a deadline? Friends, that bucket list mentality, that ended at the empty tomb of Jesus. There's no more worrying about deadlines. Jesus gives us a real life, a true life, right now, which means this is the life forever. And so I want to invite you to be part of your church, to lean into your church. And I got to say, you know what? We are not perfect. Now, I'll begin by raising my hand, all right? We're not perfect. The church is not perfect. But it is a place where Jesus intends for us to stop fearing and to stop panicking about life, and a place where we can stop living as captives to sin and despair. This is a place where Jesus invites you to be part of, to have an eternal perspective. Where parents can raise their kids knowing that they have them for eternity. That Jesus died for them. And you're going to be with your kids forever. And by the way, if you've had an abortion or a miscarriage, it's a place where you're reminded that you're going to see those kids forever. The church is a place where people who are suffering can gather. And you might be somebody who will never get over your chronic illness. You might be somebody who has cancer and you're not going to beat it. You might be somebody who is depressed for the rest of your life. You might be somebody who can't have kids. You might be somebody who has lost kids. You might be somebody who has lost a loved one. You might be a widow. You might be an orphan. The church is a place where we remind each other that because we have eternity, You haven't lost anything. We get to live this life, but perfect, forever. We remind each other that we have hope. We have a promise. We're going to see our loved ones again. In their bodies. Perfect. You want to remind I go and visit widows, and you want to remind them? You're going to see them again, but they're going to be without all their quirks and all the things that annoyed you. They're going to be the best versions of themselves. We're going to get to travel the new heavens and the new earth. Yeah, you may never make it to Hawaii, but you know what? You got something way better coming. And it'll be free, by the way. Friends, we get to live out our hopes and dreams in the best ways because we have eternity. You know, I like the way that my wife puts it. She says, the church has a superpower. And our superpower is that we know how it all ends. It doesn't end. It goes on and on and on. And our superpower is that we get to remind each other that it goes on and on and on. And we get to participate together in resurrection life. So I want to invite you to be part of this resurrection people called the church. If you have not been baptized, please come and talk to me, all right? But I want you to lean into your church family as a people who remind you of resurrection life. And maybe if you're already part of a church family, take the next step. Join a Bible study or ask somebody at church for help and support for what you're going through. Or, hey, if you're going through something and you want privacy, talk to your pastor. Friends, lean into this people that the risen Jesus has brought together for you. Because Easter is an invitation to see life differently. To see life eternally. It's not a frantic grab at life before you die. It's not a life lived that has a deadline. It's a life that continues on and on and on. And it's not an afterlife. It's not a consolation prize. It's not a bonus for after you die. It's a life where Jesus gives you true life, real life, where all things are made right. Easter means that we have a Jesus who gives you a life that death cannot kill. And that life begins right now. Because we have one who is risen. We have one who gives us our lives for eternity. This is the life forever. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.